The Spanish Inquisition. Do you know the sketch? A sitting room, circa 1912. An English lady knitting, the deferential knock. The BBC would shelve such footage under stock. A messenger arrives to speak a single line, a message from the lives of working men who'd kill for a decor so fine. There's trouble at the mill. A page from D.H. Lawrence. Each player chastely eyes the other with abhorrence, knowing that under clothing, bared arms, quivering thighs, there lies a deeper loathing. Dame doesn't understand the world in this respect. The working man, unmanned by her stiff deposition, blurts, "I did not expect the Spanish Inquisition." The door bursts open. Three boons in scarlet satin. Maniacal with glee, one roars, the script neglects to put it in church Latin, but "Nobody expects." The humor here, our chief amusement, is surprise, absurdist disbelief. But then the leading goon begins to itemize his weaponry, and soon surprise is followed by a litany of fears. The too big to fail lie, the flubs and the excuses, the wars that run for years, the tar brushes, the nooses. We want the comfy chair, the pillows lined in silk, pajamas and a pair of slippers. We confess. A nice warm cup of milk, a little tenderness. We don't want prisoners in jumpsuits, bodies piled in mass graves, his and hers. The images that keep rerunning, unreconciled, to taunt us as we sleep. Some nightmares, though, are true. When Spain abruptly cleared out Saracen and Jew, the rest to stay, converted. But Torquemada feared the pure would be perverted. Over a span of weeks, his team of experts used his patented techniques, long interactive sessions to question the accused. Discovery. Digressions. The recusant, at first, suspended by an arm behind his back, at worst would get a dislocated shoulder. No further harm would be anticipated, unless he still persisted that he was never damned, as if no sin existed. Why, then a wad of cloth would forcibly be jammed into the prisoner's mouth, and water would be poured into his face until confession was secured, that he'd abstained from pork, lit sigils on his sill, and done the devil's work. Still obstinate, the wretch was tethered to a rack. Inquisitors would stretch the truth out of his lies before they put him back into his cell. Surprise! Surprise and fear! Fear and surprise, and the armada sails westward to defend the faith, while penitents, burned for Torquemada, still plead their innocence. There's trouble at the mill. Don Tomas genuflex, and we are chuckling still at the manic repetition, and nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.